You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
We've got a mixed captain's day at the club today. It's quite an event in the calendar.
How much does that involve you?
Well, the ticket price includes dinner.
Oh.
All this with fewer waiting staff, thanks to Martin. I'll have to pitch in and help them serve again. They're so demoralised.
Oh, Cathy, he sounds awful.
Well, he's got zero people skills, and that's putting it politely. And the members really look forward to these competition dinners. It'll reflect badly on the club if it doesn't go well. It might even affect our membership renewals.
Oh, I'm sure you'll cope. You're so organised and capable.
He doesn't think so.
Yeah, well, prove him wrong.
Alrighty.
Oh, morning, bro.
Hello.
Just nipped out for a paper. Oh, we've reached deadlock over the wedding invitations.
Will you excuse me? I've got a lot to do.
Oh, good luck, Cathy.
Thanks.
Kenton.
What?
That wasn't exactly tactful.
Oh, Cathy's all right about the wedding. Isn't she? I mean, with Jamie being my best man and everything.
Oh, actually, it's probably the least of her worries.
Huh?
I hope Jolene's not letting you anywhere near the invitations. It was nearly impossible to read your postcards when you were in the Merchant Navy.
Yeah, well, I wrote them all when I was drunk, that's why. Anyway, Jolene agrees with you. Fallon's helping her write them out this afternoon.
And you're not having a wedding list, are you?
Are you kidding? You know the size of our flat.
Oh, while I think of it, do you need any more tickets for next Friday's concert?
Oh, no, there's still a pile under the bar. I'll let you know if we do.
Oh, OK. Oh, well, I'd better make tracks. I'm on spud peeling duty at the Elms this morning.
The homeless place?
Mm. Everything's under control at the stables, and Alistair can make himself a sandwich before the match. They're away at Loxley Barrett today.
Oh, right. Hey, I didn't know you volunteered at the Elms.
It's only my second stint. Alan asked me.
Oh, well, good on you. Empty nest syndrome, is it?
No, I don't think so. I'm just glad to help.
Bye, Perry. He's gone home happy.
Well, I'm glad someone is. No one complaining then, Lee?
Oh, just one, to Bob. The rough's a bit long this year. Too much time looking for the golf balls. But apart from that, very smooth.
Oh, no ammunition for Martin Gibson then.
Yeah, I've heard some rumblings from the restaurant staff.
Are you surprised? They've just staggered their way through lunch service and now they've got to turn the place round for tonight's dinner, all with fewer staff.
Yes, it's hard for them. But I think he's doing a good job on the whole.
Really?
Well, I mean, well, this place is overdue a good old shake-up. It may not make him popular, but so what?
So you could be next. Or the greenkeeping team. Now he's got a taste for cuts. Who knows where it'll end?
He's talking to Bob about taking on a second trainee greenkeeper.
What?
Bob's really chuffed.
Oh, would they be really upset if they weren't there?
But you're going to have to finalise this party list, Mum.
Yeah, I know. But we still can't agree.
Oh, what are you like?
Look, we'll get there, eh? Don't you worry.
Right, well, we'll make a start on the invitations for the ceremony then, shall we? And put the party list to one side for now.
Yeah, could do.
Oh, come on, Mum. Let's make some headway here.
Yeah, okay.
Right, now, you're not going to change your mind about this list, are you?
No. This one's watertight.
Good. So, at least we can write these.
Yep. Only the 40 to do.
Right, good.
The surnames all end in Archer.
Well, at least Auntie Nicky's coming from our side.
Yeah, with Dean and Lizanne. Oh, that'd be nice.
And me and Reese.
Yeah. I don't mind if the ceremony's stuffed full of Kenton's family, but I do think I should get a bigger share of my friends at the party, don't you?
Oh, no. Look, don't drag me into this.
All right.
Yeah, hi, darling. How's it going down there?
Oh, still fairly busy, but the others can spare me for 5 minutes. Mm. Right, you made a start yet? Oh. This list doesn't get any shorter, does it?
Oh, that's because you keep adding to it.
Yeah, well, so do you.
Look, I'm starting on these, Mum, okay?
Oh, I'd do a dummy run first if I were you. Oh, you don't want to mess them up.
Mum, the party list.
Oh, yeah. Oh, come on then, Kenton. It's D-Day.
Yeah, it is, if you want my help.
Yeah, all right, okay.
Here we are.
Okay.
Yeah, we agreed. We get them in the post tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah.
Now,
sure.
Where is that calligraphy pen?
Well. But we can eliminate the ones with two question marks beside their names. Surely.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know.
Oh, gosh.
All finished here?
Yeah.
It's Daryl. Daryl?
Oh, no.
Daryl, I thought it was you. Hi.
All right, Shula.
I didn't realise you helped out here.
Sorry?
That you're a volunteer.
Oh, I see what you mean. I heard there was hot dinners going.
Oh.
So I thought I'd come in and check it out, you know.
Oh, I'm sorry. We've finished serving now.
Oh, well, never mind.
The food's all gone.
Oh.
You could come back this evening. They serve soup and sandwiches from Hopper 6.
Yeah?
I won't be here myself, but it's fine just to... just turn up.
I might just do that. I'll see you.
No, wait. How's things?
Okay. Yeah. Fine.
Where are you staying these days?
Pass. I'm between digs.
Between?
I kipped in the park last night.
Oh, no.
It wasn't that bad.
Well, what about tonight?
Oh, I don't know yet. I'll sort something out.
I could talk to someone here about a bed.
Yeah?
If you want.
Okay. Might be an idea. Till I get myself fixed up.
Just wait here.
Oh, these invitations look beautiful, Fallon. They're dead posh.
Yeah, well, I got better as I went along. I'm sorry about the spoiled ones.
Oh, don't matter. Anne, me and Kenton's on the brink of finalising the party guests.
Yeah, right. You know, it'd help if you didn't keep escaping downstairs every time you disagree on someone.
Here we go. Drinkies.
See? He's back. Hey, nice one, darling.
Yeah, well, I thought they might help to focus our minds on the task in hand.
Blur them more like...
No, just park yourself on the settee and finish the job.
Oh, yeah, all right. Okay. Right. So, where were we?
Chaz.
Oh, these look fantastic, Fallon.
Yeah, just keep them away from the drinks, please, Kenton.
Right, sorry.
Chaz?
Oh, an amazing poker player. Never cracks a smile.
Sounds just what you need for a party.
You see, that's my problem with you wanting to invite all these card players.
Well, they're not all like him.
Whereas musicians...
Oh, right, I know where this is going.
Well, there's too many poker players on this list and not enough musicians.
I know which group I'd want.
Who are all these musicians anyway? I said I was happy to invite the Midnight Walkers.
Oh, they're all Midnight Walkers.
What?
Well, there have been 13 of us all together, past and present.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Well, 14, but Danny died in a bike crash. It's like Fairport Convention. A revolving door of talent.
Sounds more like a franchise than a band.
Oh, and our love lives were like Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah. All right, thank you. Look, maybe we should limit it to the current lineup.
Yeah, he's got a point, Mum.
Hey, I thought you were staying out of it.
Yeah, and they can't all bring a plus one.
Well, that wouldn't be a problem. They're all with each other anyhow.
No, look, we can't have all of them, Jolene.
I never said I wanted all of them.
Right. Yeah, you keep...
That's it.
What? Fallon?
You all right, love?
Yeah, I'm fine. It's you two that need to sort yourselves out. But I'm going to Jack's. Oh. And you'll have to write the party invitations on your own, Mum. Oh. If the two of you ever decide who's coming.
Fallon! Oh, dear. Oh.
This is stupid.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we're tying ourselves in knots.
Oh.
Look, we've got our absolute definites, haven't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the people that we really care about. Yeah. And after that, well, you know... Yeah?
Yeah, I suppose.
So, I'm happy to let go of all my double question marks.
Yeah, me and all. Yeah.
And you can choose who goes on from the single question
marks. We should do it together.
No. Look, come on. It's best if it's just you, yeah?
Okay.
Yeah, look, I know it's tricky, but... Well, we can't invite everyone.
What?
And... people will understand.
Well, I hope so.
There's another tray here, Sally.
Ah, Kathy.
Lee.
If you bring the coffee out now, we can get on with the prices.
Yes, well, give me 5 minutes.
Okay.
It's going really well. Thank you to your team.
What's left of it? They've bust a gut to get it out on time.
Well, they're working to capacity.
Is there anything else?
Oh, the volunteers are really looking forward to their buffet on Tuesday. The dinner's buzzing with it.
Tuesday?
The divot repair night.
Oh, well, I wouldn't dignify a few plates of sandwiches with the word buffet.
You haven't heard, then?
What?
Martin's planning a really good spread this year.
He'll be lucky on a shoestring budget.
There's talk of a cold salmon.
Salmon?
And chicken, quiches, summer pudding, the works.
But it's the first I've heard of it.
Oh, well, he's informed chef, that's the main thing.
Oh, has he now? Oh, so at the same time he's cutting my staff hours, he's splashing out on a luxury buffet for a non-paying event. Brilliant.
Well, you can't put a price on goodwill, Cathy. I think it's a fair reward for the volunteers giving up an evening of their time for the club.
And what about the extra work for my team?
Oh, come on. How long does it take to throw a buffet together? I'll tell them the coffee's on its way, shall I?
Oh! Oh, good. You're here, Darrell.
Sheila, I thought you weren't in tonight.
Oh, it was passing. I just wanted to check you were okay.
Oh, that's really good of you. Hey, they've given us a cup of tea before bed. Always helps a cup of tea.
Yes. And did you eat?
Yeah, I did, Tar. Yeah, I tell you, that was really welcome. And they said I can have a bath.
What happened, Darrell?
Well, the work ran out. Oh. I just need to get back on my feet and I'll be okay.
But where have you been living since you left Ambridge?
Oh, well, a mate of mine here put me up on his sofa.
Oh, I see.
But then his partner had enough. I mean, I don't blame her. They've got a toddler.
Ah.
Yeah, he was really apologetic. But it's horrible feeling you're in the way.
It is.
I'd think about going back to Coventry, but Ilona and the girls are here.
Of course. Well, at least you'll have a bed here tonight.
Yeah. Well, give me a chance to sort me head out. Hey, it's lucky you was here. I didn't really know what was what when I walked in this afternoon.
Well, it's taken me a few visits to learn the ropes.
Thanks ever so much, Shula. I'm really grateful.
Now, if there's anything else I can do, just ask.
I'll be fine.
The group meeting in the conference room that day is the Georgian Literature Society.
Do you give them bath buns with their tea, eh?
Only if they request them. Oh. They've been coming for years, so be sure to make a fuss of them.
Of course I will.
Oh, and we're using a new laundry contractor from today, but housekeeping will see to them.
Problems with the old one?
They went out of business.
Ah, pity.
Ah, come in.
Morning, Caroline.
Linda, come in.
I've left Katerina on reception.
Good. Then let me introduce you. This is Ray, who'll be taking over the reins from Saturday.
How do you do?
I am delighted to meet you, Linda.
Linda is a key member of our team.
I like to think so.
There's not much she doesn't know about the running of the place.
Quite.
So, I've asked her to show you round today.
Oh, right, yes, sir. I see.
I've stacks to do, and Linda will be able to answer your questions more than adequately.
I was the firm hand on the tiller when Caroline was ill recently.
And how would we have managed without you?
Oh, well, yes, I'm indebted to you for taking the time. I'm sure you'll show me what's what from the bottom up, as it were.
Well, I do have the worm's eye view, if you like, but I'm also eagle eye.
Very good. Best of both worlds, then. It's always the staff on the ground to paint a true picture of a hotel, anyway.
Oh, you get a very full picture with Linda. So, I'll leave you in her capable hands.
Oh, yes. Okay. Well, let's make a start, then, shall we?
No time like the present. So, I thought we'd start in the restaurant, as it's an in-between time.
Good idea.
You're in charge?
Ray, your top lip.
Oh, the old cappuccino moustache, eh? Can't take me anywhere. Well, I'll see you later, Caroline.
Bye.
I'm looking forward to this.
Well, it'll be a change in my routine.
After you.
Thank you.
That's it. Suck me finger first.
Oh. This one's getting the hang of the feeder now.
Good.
Oh, it's all going here, isn't it, Ruth?
And the rest. Oh, you just keep up. It should peak next week, though. And that'll be around 90 born in a 2-week period.
I can see why you call it block carving.
It's no wonder we've all got dark circles under our eyes. And we've more cows to milk every day, of course. Come on, now, let's try you with the feeder, shall we?
Well, I'd better leave you to it.
Oh, don't be daft.
Well, you're rushed off your feet.
Look, tell you what, I'll call Josh. I could do with a shot of coffee.
Are you sure?
Well, 10 minutes won't hurt. Just let me whiteboard the latest delivery.
And this is the Royal Garden Suite.
Oh, very nice. Very nice indeed.
Princess Margaret sat in that actual chair to powder her nose.
That deserves a plaque.
Well, the former owner did consider it.
Ah. And look at this beverage tray. Oh, my word.
Oh, we prefer hospitality basket.
Oh, chocolates.
Handmade.
Well, I think I'd better try one, don't you?
Oh.
No, it's all right. We can replace them. I like to experience quality before I recommend it. Have one yourself, Linda.
Oh, no, I don't
Oh,
know.
Go on.
No, I don't think I should.
Harriet doesn't allow chocolate in the house. Been on a weight loss programme since the day I met her. I'm reduced to snaffling it on garage forecourts.
Good gracious.
I expect she finds the evidence when she goes through my pockets, but she never lets on.
You've missed the bin there with the wrapper.
Mm.
Don't worry, I've got it. This room has just been serviced.
I hope they cleaned the peephole. So easy to forget. Look at all these different teas in little tins. Oh, it's a very classy touch, that.
Yes, we were early adopters of Earl Grey. Of course, there's been an explosion in tea since then. Good heavens!
Sorry, I didn't mean to alarm you. I've been dying to do that since we came in.
Yes, well, it is a very tempting-looking king size.
It's individual pocket springs, I can tell.
Ray!
What an indulgence for our guests.
Ray, could you remove your shoes, please? Hmm? We don't want to get on the wrong side of housekeeping.
Oh, well, I'll tell you what. How about I sit on the edge instead, eh? Like Rodin's thinker, eh? Oh, how's this?
No, I don't think he had his chin in his hands.
You are very conscientious, Linda. Admirable in a number two.
Number two.
As from Saturday. Well, I think it's heading for lunchtime, don't you?
But it's only 11:45.
A drink first, maybe, then try out the restaurant.
Oh.
I've heard glowing reports about Ian's Tucker. I feel I ought to try it.
Same principle as the chocolate, then.
You are a fast learner.
Right, well, as long as it's not fully booked.
This early? Well, it's a holiday camp, maybe, but here... Oh, no, you're not supposed to call them camps anymore. Force of habit.
Yes, well, I'm sure we can squeeze you in.
That's the spirit.
I'll just, if you don't mind...
Oh, sorry.
Straighten the bed cover.
You'll join me, of course.
Oh, no. Caroline doesn't approve of staff drinking in the bar. There.
I meant for lunch.
Oh.
My roses are coming on well.
Good.
Royal blush. They're beautiful.
Oh, that's nice.
They've almost reached the blousy stage. I hope they don't peak too soon. I do feel pretty daunted going up against the likes of Christine and Jill.
Sorry?
The flower and produce show. I've decided to enter them in the traditional rose category.
You never said.
Didn't I? Ambitious, I know, but Bert's really encouraged me and they are rather beautiful.
Bert has?
He's been helping me since the spring with a preventative spraying routine and mulching around the root system.
Oh, well, I've not had any help with mine.
Ooh, I didn't know you were going in for it, Ruth.
Yeah, it's a lovely old one and they're particularly nice this year, so...
Right.
You'd have driven past them on the way in.
I'm sorry, I didn't notice. I'll look out for them when I go.
They're doing very well.
How's Pip feeling about Yorkshire? It's Friday she goes, isn't it?
Yeah, she's really excited. Dreading leaving Spencer behind, though.
Tricky.
I've been making up this care box for her.
Ooh, let's see.
Okay. Only don't laugh.
Why would I?
Oh, David thinks I'm being soft.
No.
Here we are.
Oh.
It weighs a ton. Oh.
Oh, how cute is this hot water bottle? Look at that little face.
Well, it had to be a sheep, didn't it?
Well, she can cuddle up and pretend it's Spencer.
Oh, don't say that to her.
Hand cream, useful.
It's heavy duty for when she's lambing.
Ooh, and drinking chocolate. Ruth, how many packets of biscuits are there here?
They were on offer.
Six?
Okay, I'll give a couple to Shula for the elms now she's helping out there. You weren't supposed to mock.
Oh, sorry. Oh, I think it's adorable.
Well, she didn't go away to uni, did she? It's a big step.
Mm-hmm. For you?
Yeah. I know she gets leave, but there's no guarantee she'll come back for all of it.
Well, it's a step up from melon balls and breaded place.
Oh, I should hope so.
My herb-crusted rump of lamb was beautiful. I must go through and tell Ian. How was the chicken?
Oh, very nice indeed. Very tender.
Good. I couldn't tell if you were enjoying it.
Well, I'm more used to a small salad from home at lunchtime, eaten in the staff room. Don't tell Ian I'm here.
Why not?
Well, I really should have cleared it with Caroline.
If she pops her head round, I'll say it was my idea, which is true. Anyway, I think word will have reached him. I know what the rumour mill's like in a hotel.
Well.
Oh, there's nothing to feel embarrassed about, Linda. It's important. You senior people experience what we're offering. It's my business mantra.
It does seem to be.
Get the customer angle. And it's not as if we're taking up a table from a paying customer.
Who is paying?
Who do you think, eh?
Oh, right.
And it's not very busy. In fact, it's very, what's the word?
Restful.
Reverential. I like people to feel at ease in a dining room. It's not a church, is it? We had music at my last hotel.
Oh, no. That's a definite no-no with Caroline. We do have a very sophisticated clientele.
Ah, maybe. Has its place, though. Don't tell me. You're an Andrea Bocelli woman,
Oh, that's uncanny, Ray. Robert and I saw him in concert only last year.
Ah, high-end culture. It's obvious. I confess to being a Conway Twitty man.
Oh.
Yeah, it's my big regret. I never made it to Twitty City. Now, where'd you hide the sweet trolley?
Linda's been completely won over by Ray.
What a relief.
She just told me she's sure they'll work together beautifully.
So her guided tour was a success?
Seems so. She was quite proprietorial about him by the end of it.
Well, genius of you to let her show him round, darling.
I know.
Oh, I've got to go.
OK, see you tonight.
Yeah, bye.
Oh, good. I've caught you.
Only just, Rob. Half day today.
I wasn't sure if you'd open at all. I need a sandwich.
In the chiller?
Yeah.
Neville and I thought we might just as well open. Bank holidays always hang heavy with me, even though I'm retired.
Yeah, we're full on at the dairy today. It's the induction day for the staff. The first two truckloads of heifers arrive tomorrow evening.
Already?
Can't quite believe it myself.
190, please.
Right you are.
Well, our temporary manager's having his own induction day at Grey Gables today. Caroline and I are going to Lake Garda on Friday.
Oh, how fabulous. Lucky you. £2.
Oh, thanks.
Jess and I had our honeymoon in Italy. I loved it over there.
Well, it's taken Italy to drag Caroline away from the hotel. So, have all your staff arrived safe and well?
Yes, over the weekend. That's partly why I'm here, to thank you and the shop team for putting together the grocery boxes. They've gone down really well.
Oh, good.
Do pass it on.
Will do. Susan did say you asked if we might be able to deliver them from now on.
That's right.
Sadly, she thinks not.
Oh.
Well, we only keep the place open with volunteers, remember?
That's fair enough.
But we'll carry on boxing them up for you. Take orders by phone.
Oh, tremendous, Oliver, thank you. I'll arrange to pick them up, or Adam might. Shall we aim for twice a week?
Will there be enough interest?
There might be. They'll be working long hours. They'll appreciate the convenience.
So, will you phone through the orders, or what?
How about a printed list they can tick every week? That might generate the repeat orders.
Good idea. Well, this is all extremely thoughtful of you, Rob.
Not at all.
Well, best of luck with the new arrivals, anyway.
Yeah, thanks. It's taken a lot of work and planning. Tomorrow's a big day for us.
What is it, Mum? Is Henry all right?
He is now. He was in a strop when you left.
Oh, I'm sorry. I really needed to give the chiller a thorough clean before we open. Should I talk to him?
No, don't worry. He's forgotten all about it.
Oh, good.
Well, thank your father. He was the one who entertained him.
Oh, I should have come in yesterday, shouldn't I?
Oh, a bank holiday? That's a bit sad. Look, is it the usual amount of yoghurts this morning?
If you could bring half a dozen more strawberry, please. Small ones. Uh-huh. There's been a summer run on them.
Oh, people buying them for picnics over the weekend. It's a classic flavour, isn't it? Mm. Anyway, look, I'll see you later, love. I want to try and get hold of Kathy.
Yeah, that looks better, Raff. Now, if they can do the same in the feeding areas, please.
There's enough sand in here for an artificial beach.
At least we've got the tractors. Imagine spreading and raking this lot by hand.
Quite. How's the electrician getting on? Has he nearly finished?
Oh, not long, he said. Just a small glitch with one of the default light fittings.
Right. Do you know, I don't think I've ever been in a completely new milking setup. All looks so clean.
Well, as from tonight, it starts to smell of cows.
Oh, finally.
Now, I've had the vets on the phone.
Oh, yes?
Yeah, I spoke to Ken Druitt.
No problems, I hope.
No. They've come up with a really useful proposal, actually.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they've offered to take on 6 veterinary students to help us when calving's at full pelt.
Oh, good idea, yeah, because we'll need it. Because the team here will have their hands full milking round the clock.
Yeah, they're confident they'll find students pretty easily.
Well, I should think so. I mean, it'll look good on their CVs. And is it going to cost us an arm and a leg to employ them?
That's the useful bit. Apart from notional expenses, it won't cost BL a penny in extra fees.
Oh, excellent, Rob. Yeah, that'll go down very well with the board, especially Martin Gibson.
I didn't even have to negotiate. They volunteered it.
Well, the practice is going to do very well out of us.
Oh, too right. And, I thought perhaps that they might live in the caravans vacated by the pickers, so no major cost there.
No. So it's the same deal as when we get our ag students at harvest, really?
Oh, pretty much. Well, except that these are halfway through their training, a bit like junior doctors. And I doubt they'll drink like the arable boys and girls do.
Well, they won't get as thirsty. But I bet they still get hammered on a Friday and Saturday night, because it seems to be obligatory these days.
Well, as long as they take it in turns. No, they're going to be a very useful asset.
Yeah. And how about the team? Are they settling in okay?
Fine. Some of them looked a bit bewildered on the induction day yesterday, but they're totally geared up for tonight's arrivals.
Oh, we all are. It'll bring the place to life.
And it's a gentle run-in for them, starting with the 38 milkers.
Yeah. Well, they better not get used to that, with 1,500 cows in here before Christmas. Anything else?
Only that I've done a checklist to go in the grocery boxes for the workers. It should encourage repeat orders.
Good.
It's got all the basics from the shop.
It's a canny way to stay in with the locals, Rob.
Well, makes sense. And it webs the team into the community.
And keeps the village on side, eh?
Well, Neil's eggs are on the list too, plus all the Bridge Farm veg and dairy produce.
Oh, irony of ironies. They set their face against us from the start, and here they are taking full advantage.
Well,
I tell you what, if Adam's pickers get wind of this, he'll be demanding the same.
Oh, talking of which, how are Jennifer's roses?
Not looking good. Dead, in fact. Yeah, she's pretty upset about it.
I can imagine.
Well, she's had to pull out of the flower and produce show. Unless there's a category for dead roses.
Oh, dear. Doesn't she have any others she could enter?
Yeah, they've all gone over. She gave Christian short shrift.
My mother always does well with her roses.
Though she might be persuaded to put her strawberry jam in instead.
Oh, no.
What?
Oh, this can't be happening.
Rob?
One of the trucks has broken down.
Oh, no. Damn, and whereabouts?
South of Frankfurt.
Well, how bad is it? I mean, can it be repaired?
Well, that's all the text says.
Well, that's not good enough, Rob. We need to know what's happening.
It's all in the van, love.
Thanks, Mum. Well, the chiller's looking pristine.
Oh, yes. Hey, I've just met the new temporary manager at Grey Gables.
Yeah?
Yeah, he was in the kitchen when I dropped off the ice cream.
What's he like?
Full of bonhomie, you know. Very pleased to meet a supplier, which was nice.
Well, he's not going to be an introvert, a hotel manager.
No. He seems to have Ian eating out of the palm of his hand.
Really? Well, that's an achievement.
Yeah. Ian said he was very positive about his food. In fact, he sampled most of the puddings on the menu yesterday and it shows round his waistline. Still, he's very experienced and that's what counts.
How's Henry?
He's helping Tony harvest the salad.
Oh.
Look, love, I'm hoping to go for a swim with Kathy. Not that she's got back to me yet. But if it's your jewellery group this evening, you'll have to sweet talk your dad into babysitting again.
Oh, no, it's okay, Mum. We're not meeting tonight.
Oh, well. When are we going to see some of this jewellery, then?
I haven't even finished making my first piece yet.
Well, I'm just interested.
Yeah, sure.
What is it, anyway?
What's what?
The piece you're making.
A necklace. It's a necklace.
Oh, nice.
Oh, sorry.
No, no. Don't worry. I'll start unloading.
Hi.
Hi.
How's it going?
Oh, you don't want to know.
Yes, I do.
You know we were expecting the cows today. Well, there's been a breakdown.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Brian's furious.
Never mind Brian. Are the animals all right?
But that was my first question to the haulier. It seems so.
Poor things.
That's the truck carrying the in-calf heifers. It's got to be replaced, but the haulier can't get the replacement until tomorrow.
So what happens to them in the meantime?
No, don't worry, they'll have a rest stop.
Right.
But all my careful planning's gone up in smoke.
I'm sorry. It's not good at all, is it?
No. No, it's not. But I thought, well, there's no way they'll arrive today, which means I'm free tonight.
Here we are.
Helen?
So, it is the jewellery group, then?
Oh, say you're free, too. Please, say you're free.
Of course I am.
Great. I wondered about a pub supper in Felbersham. I've got to go. Brian's here.
Surprise, Mum.
What?
I will need Dad to babysit tonight, after all.
Well? The nearest lairage is roughly 70 kilometres away.
Oh, Lord.
But at least they can take the stock.
Well, that's something, I suppose.
Still no replacement truck, though.
Right, so what's the plan?
Right, well, the working truck's going to drive to the lairage and drop off the stock they've got on board, then go back to collect the other lot.
And how long's that going to take, with all that unloading and loading? Oh, for heaven's sake.
It's the best we can do from here, Brian.
So when can we expect them?
Well, they'll have to have their 24-hour statutory rest.
Yes, I know.
So with the remainder of the journey added onto that, I can't see us milking before Thursday night.
Oh. And do the hauliers know if they can even get them on the appropriate ferry? Because if they can't, this could go into the weekend.
Well, he's getting back to me, but he's fairly confident.
Yeah, well, he better be.
This is where you're hiding.
Oh, Pat, it's you.
Sorry. Didn't mean to make you jump.
I thought it was Martin checking up on me. He has this way of creeping up from nowhere.
Oh, dear.
Oh, he's making such a song and dance about this buffet.
It looks beautiful.
Yeah, well, that's kind of you to say so. I'm no staff free to lay it out, so I've got to do it all myself.
Oh, that's not fair.
He has no idea.
Is it a special occasion? What?
Divot repair night.
What?
Well, it's when volunteers put back all the divots. And we always give them something.
Right.
Well, usually we leave them some sandwiches and let them get on with it. But Martin has other ideas.
Here, I'll give you a hand.
Oh, thanks.
I'm sorry I surprised you. Where shall I put this salmon?
Oh, don't tempt me.
Looks a bit like him, actually.
Yeah, cold, pink and fishy. Oh, stick it centre stage.
Right you are. Did you get my message?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I meant to get back to you, Pat, but I've been so busy. Can't swim tonight, I'm sorry. Plates up there with the cutlery, please.
Okay. Well, can't you come once this is out?
No, I can't leave it. What if something went wrong?
Oh, but that's ridiculous, Kathy. All they've got to do is load up their plates.
He's doing it out of spite.
Good grief.
I did manage a sauna last night.
Oh, good.
Yeah, Linda very kindly brought me a fruit kebab.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Yeah, it's very thoughtful. She knows all about my problems here.
I see.
I don't half envy Caroline and Oliver going to Italy.
Are we taking the cling film off these?
No, I'll wait till they come in. They won't be long now.
Haven't you got a week's holiday in the offing?
Yes, and it can't come soon enough.
It's a beautiful old pub. Mm,
grade 2 listed.
Ah, never actually been inside before.
Mm. And they have an ethereal visitor, it seems.
Well, it's haunted?
Uh-huh.
How do you know?
Well, it's written on that sign behind your head.
Oh!
Oh, Helen.
You okay?
Well, better now. But, Oh, maybe we should have stayed at home. I don't like being so far away from you.
You're right next to me.
You know what I mean. What a day, though.
Those poor heifers.
Well, at least they're resting now.
Yeah. It's just a pity.
What?
A pity you couldn't source them from somewhere nearby.
Look, let's talk about something else.
Yeah.
Could I...
What?
Well, we're far enough away from Ambridge, aren't we?
Yes, I think we are. Why?
Well, seeing as no one knows us... Do you think anyone at home's noticed?
I don't know. I feel as if they would know if they saw me with you.
Oh.
And Mum? No, I'm sure she doesn't know. She's convinced I'm at jewellery class. Oh, don't like deceiving her. Just doesn't feel right.
I think it's necessary.
I know. I just want to tell everybody.
No, we can't.
No. But we can do this.
Oh, thank goodness for the jewellery classes.
Speaking of which, look at this.
What?
I'm going to have to show her what I'm making, and the answer is this. A necklace.
You cheat.
I know.
How much?
Oh, about a tenner, a little craft shop. Well, she wants to see the result of my effort, so...
Well, you're enjoying this, aren't you?
I certainly am.
Let's not bother to order food here. I've got stuff at home.
Rob?
Let's go back to mine.
No, leave that, Henry.
Yeah, okay. Bye.
What's up, Tom?
Hmm?
Bad news?
No. Bellingham's are thinking of upping their order.
Well, that's good news.
Possibly. They're waiting to see how things go first, before they commit.
Oh, even so, that's positive news, Tom.
We'll see. Hi, Kirsty.
Oh, hi.
Hope you don't mind me being early.
No, that's fine.
Don't be silly.
I thought we should put our heads together about this morning's tour.
Sure, good idea.
I'll go and stick the kettle on.
Ooh, great.
Come on, Henry, let's go and play inside.
Okay.
We just need to sort out who's saying what, really, so we're not standing there like lemons waiting for the other one to speak.
Yeah. Look, I'm sorry I haven't had the time up to now.
Oh, don't be daft. I know how busy you are. You're doing the Wildlife Trust a favour.
Oh, no. It'll make a nice change for me.
Here we are, Henry. You get back to your building. How's
hey,
that?
Cow.
Hi, Mum. Everything okay?
Yes, we've just come in. He looks as though he'll settle for his bricks now.
Oh, good. Thanks.
Knit, Mummy.
Oh, that's lovely, darling. Mum, I've got something to show you before I go to work.
Oh, what?
Here. You've been asking to see the piece I've been making and I finished it last night.
Oh, but this is beautiful, Helen. You honestly made it yourself.
You don't have to sound quite so surprised. It's just a matter of threading, really.
No, but it's the design. It's lovely.
It took me a few hours to get it right.
Let me see it properly.
Here.
Oh, do you know, I think there's a second career ahead for you. You could start your own internet jewellery business.
Oh, steady on.
Honestly, you'd pay good money for this in a shop. I was expecting...
What?
Well... something fiddly with cheap wire sticking out, if I'm truthful.
Well, there are one or two experts in the group.
Even so, it's the way you've put the colours together.
Oh, it's just rainbow colours.
But not the obvious ones. This citron next to the turquoise works beautifully. Will you make one for me, please?
No. I have this one, Mum.
Really?
It's yours.
You sure?
I can easily knock up another one for me.
Easily? You said it took you hours.
Well, I'll get quicker, won't I?
Yeah, I suppose so.
Oh. And Well, you babysit for me so often. I want you to have it.
All right, then. I shall treasure it. Help me put it on.
Okay.
Oh, Kirsty, come and look at the necklace Helen's just given me.
Okay. Keep still, Mum.
She made it herself at her jewellery-making group.
Oh, it's really pretty. I didn't know you were into that, Helen.
No, well.
There. Well, I'll just go and see what it looks like in the hall mirror.
Oh, Kirsty, this is getting ridiculous.
What is?
I didn't make it. I bought it. My jewellery class is a cover for meeting Rob.
Oh, Helen.
Come on, girl. It'll be okay.
Mum's just taken Ben to get the rest of his school uniform.
Okay.
Not long for this one.
Yeah, she's quite dilated. But the way my luck's running, she'll be making heavy weather of it like the rest.
Oh, how many this morning?
This'll be number 4.
Poor you.
Still, it's not all bad news for these girls.
Ah, the badger cull.
Yeah, at last. Roll on bringing it to Borsetshire.
There was a massive discussion about it at Young Farmers last night.
I'll bet there was.
Spencer's family were against it. Don't buy the science. He got really fired up.
Yeah, well, they don't have cattle, do they?
No, I know.
You know what it's like better than anyone. I hope you put him straight.
I met one of Rob's new assistant managers in the shop just now.
Oh, yeah?
Becky. She told me there's been a hold-up with their cows coming.
Oh, yeah, I heard from Adam. Yeah, it's all right, girl. It'll be over soon.
We think we're pushing it here, carving 180 cows. They're going to be carving 700.
Yeah, over a longer period of time.
Oh, it's still only within 3 months. That's so full on.
Well, they've got the staff, haven't they?
Yeah. She seems really nice.
They're going to be flat out up there once they're fully stocked.
I know. Even though I've been told the numbers, I hadn't really got it. So massive.
Well, that's intensive for you.
Sure, Dad, but we could really learn something from them.
Oh, yeah? Like what?
Well, maybe we should grow the herd faster than we're planning.
You found a way to shorten the cow's gestation period.
There you go again. We can buy cows.
Pip, if we're going to expand, we'll do it properly. We've spent a lot of years and a lot of care getting our bloodlines right.
I know.
We're not going for quick fixes to cash in on what could be no more than a temporary high point in the market.
I know that too.
Anyway, who's going to milk all these extra cows?
Well, Eddie would be glad of some extra shifts, and he's very good with them.
Yeah, very, but you're missing my point.
Well, it's what I think. You need to seize the moment more.
Maybe. But what is the point of mixed farming, Pip?
Spreading your risk. I know that, of course.
We've managed to survive the bad times, including TB, may I say, because the beef and the sheep were doing well. Otherwise, we could have gone under. So many did.
You're preaching to the converted here.
Well, good.
But I'm talking about now. And milk and dairy consumption's booming all over the world.
You can't tell me that that's going to last. And even if it does, there'll be people better placed than us to exploit the demand. We couldn't, nor would I want to, compete on those terms. Pip, every extra dairy cow we have means fewer sheep or beef cattle. And you were the one who fought to keep the sheep.
We can do both.
And where's all the extra grazing going to come from?
We'd rent it.
Oh, come on. How much did that cost? Huh? I'm sorry, Pip, but we can't base our business on a conversation you had with Becky in the shop.
That is so patronising, Dad.
Well, you haven't thought it through, honestly.
You just can't see over the hedge.
Just because you've had experience of a big herd now doesn't make you the expert. One size doesn't fit all, you know?
It's okay, Dad. It was just a suggestion. I didn't want a lecture.
Well, to answer your question, by the time the waste has reached this final pool, it's so clean you could stock it with trout.
Oh, look, I see the butterfly. Oh, it's a red admiral.
Yes, and as well as butterflies, we attract loads of different birds.
Yeah, we've had lapwings, which is good because their population's crashed in recent years, as I'm sure you know.
Oh, and look over there. It's a dunnock.
What?
See that little chap popping along, Henry?
Yes.
He likes to keep low so he can grub up all the insects.
Well, about time for some refreshments, Tom?
Yeah, fair enough. Then after that we can finish the tour.
So, if you'd like to head back towards the farm...
Thanks, Mum.
It's all laid out in the barn. Drinks and cupcakes made by my own fair hand.
Do you need a hand, Pat?
No, I'll be all right. Thanks, Kirsty. Now, keep an eye open for more butterflies. We get some beauty.
Go on, Henry. You go with Granny.
Bye-bye.
Oh, well, so far so good.
Yeah. Oh, that little girl. You'd think she'd never seen a bee before.
She kept wanting to touch it. Yeah. Thanks again for sparing the time, Tom.
Oh, it's all good.
Preaching to the converted a bit, I know.
No, they were really interested. Anyway, it cheered me up a bit.
Why?
Oh, Bellingham's. They rang me first thing.
And?
And they're ending the promotional offer on the ready meals.
Oh, no.
Out of the blue. No warning, no discussion, nothing.
I thought it was on for two more weeks.
Well, it was.
Oh, Tom. I'm sorry.
The meals needed time to establish themselves.
Oh, yeah.
And I tried to get a straight answer from them about increasing the order.
What did they say?
Oh, some guff. They're considering it. Though, last week they really gave me the impression they might.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
I mean, it depends how sales go. But I'm worried they'll take a dip now the discount's off.
Did you tell them you were increasing production?
Phew, no way. I'm not showing them my hand. And I haven't told Mum and Dad about the promotion going either. I do not need the grief.
Look, we could have lunch at the Bull later. Think it all through.
Are you sure? I'm not exactly the best company.
Oh, come on. It's my day off, isn't it? And I'm not meeting Damien till 4.
Pip, lunch is ready.
Okay.
Thanks for taking over.
She didn't look comfortable right up to the last minute. Managed fine when it came to it.
Oh. Well, it all looks well anyway.
Yeah, the calf's feeding fine. Female.
Oh. Mum's back with Ben.
Did they get everything you needed for school?
Yep.
Good.
Look, I'm sorry about before. The lecture, you know.
Yeah. It's cool, Dad. Who am I going to argue with in Yorkshire?
If sales do stall, and they drop the product, I mean, what on earth am I going to do with all that extra stock? It's just sitting there, all ready for distribution.
You don't know that will happen. You're eating those last chips.
Oh, no, help yourself. And Branster's are busy making more. I can't cancel the extra slots. It's too short notice.
They're frozen. They won't go off.
They don't have an indefinite shelf life.
No, sorry.
No. I warned you I'd be rubbish company.
Well, should we have another drink?
I haven't really got time. I need to get back to Sawyer's.
Okay.
I shouldn't be surprised, I suppose. It goes with the territory.
Your Twitter campaign's going great guns, though.
Yeah, you're right. Bellinghams have at least agreed to keep the point of sale advertising on for another fortnight off the back of that.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. I'm panicking, aren't I?
You've had a knockback, but the brand's had loads of new followers. Word's really spreading. Like, there was one tweet, a caption for one of your pics, posted late last night.
Oh, yeah? What was it?
Hold on, I'll find it. All the good ones are being retweeted.
Oh, Kirsty. You are a star.
Am I? Look.
Fly or die.
Sick, but a bit brilliant too. And see this one. If a pig loses its voice, is it disgruntled? See?
It's easy to lose sight of the bigger picture.
Oh, just hang on in there, Tom. You've already achieved so much. And there's further you can go. Much further.
Alistair recovered his pride after Sunday.
Well, it was a heavy defeat. Still, they play Wimbledon at the weekend, and we usually beat them. Loxley Barrett had a demon-fast bowler.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, you've got a basketful there.
Yeah, anniversary dinner. It's tonight.
Oh, right.
Oh, Shula, have you been following Tom Archer on Twitter?
What? No, I wouldn't know where to start. No,
Amy was showing me. He's getting people to put captions on pictures of his pigs.
Oh, that's clever.
Isn't it? Hope it does whatever it is he wants it to do.
Increased sales, I should think.
Ah, here we are. Tinned tomatoes. There they are.
Tinned tomatoes? What are you cooking?
Oh, don't you worry. The rest of the ingredients are much more exotic. Oh, that reminds me, flowers.
Oh, Helen, you can't give her flowers from the village shop.
Well, can't I?
No, it's only one step up from garage flowers.
Is it?
You could drop into Perivale Garden Centre. They do lovely bouquets.
Ah, right. Oh, thanks.
Oh, the Cathedral School have bought 20 tickets for next Friday's concert, by the way.
Oh, well, that'll fill some seats.
It's mostly the music students.
Yeah, well, the more the merrier, if it helps with the organ repairs.
Oh, they're keen to hear Simone play.
What? It makes sense. She's an ex-pupil.
Daniel had a crush on her when he started there.
Ah. Oh, do you want an advance kitty for the teas and snacks?
Oh, don't be daft. I'll pay for all that.
Oh, thanks. When are you next at the Elms? Val told me you were there on Sunday. I'm very grateful she was too.
And Tuesday. I'm in again this evening as well.
Oh, wonderful. I've not managed to visit this week. Are you enjoying it?
Enjoying's not how I'd put it.
No, I agree. Wrong word.
It's awful to see people you've got to know driven so low.
Here they come, Rob.
Yes.
This is the start of phase two. And I can't wait for phase three now.
What's phase three?
Well, turning this lot to profit.
Ah, well, yes.
They've lost some condition en route from Hungary, though.
Oh, they'll soon get it back.
Yeah, they seem listless, too.
No, don't worry. They were well cared for on the journey.
Well, I should hope so, despite the delays.
We'll have the vet's assessment this afternoon anyway.
Yes.
They can rest now. We'll put them through the parlour tonight, and tomorrow you'll think they were born here.
Oh, this is our brave new world.
Oh, Martin, I wasn't expecting you.
Well, it's a big day, isn't it?
You can say that again.
Rob? Hi. Annabelle might look in this morning as well, eh, Jerry?
Oh, we'll have to crack open a magnum.
As long as you're paying.
It's an impressive sight, though, isn't it?
Yeah. How many cows are coming in today?
Two lorry loads.
Yeah, I know that. Numbers.
73 in total. The second truck's still unloading.
Yeah, saw outside. They'd be rattling around this place like peas in a tin can.
These are only the start.
Much cooler in here than I thought it would be.
Well, designed that way. Open-sided, well-slatted to create a breeze.
Oh.
Cows don't like extreme temperatures, especially heat.
I'm the same. So, how much has the delay cost us, Brian?
Oh, ever the spreadsheet man.
Someone has to be.
Look, I might remind you, Martin, it was you who proposed scaling the project down in the early stages.
Only because of local opposition. You're the one who lives here. And your best interests at heart.
Very generous. You needn't worry, when this place is humming to the sound of 1,500 cows being milked three times a day, well, a two-day hiccup will count as nothing.
No, you couldn't have got into milk at a better time.
You tell him, Rob. All my instincts were right.
Going to make much money from 73 cows, though, are we? Not with all these staff to pay.
Yeah, it's 35 cows. This lorry load are in calf heifers.
What's your point?
We shan't get any milk from them yet, not until they've had their first calving.
Ah.
But that won't be long now.
Ah, exactly so.
Why don't you go and take a look at the rotary parlour, Martin? That enormous round thing in which they'll be milked.
Yes, all right, Brian.
Becky, will you show this gentleman the milking parlour, please?
What do you smell in here?
See what I'm up against on the board, Rob? They don't know one end of a cow from the other.
Ow! Oof! She'll love these.
The food will be another 10 minutes. Daryl, hi. I spotted you through the hatch.
Oh, all right, Shula.
How's it going?
All right, you know.
I'm glad I've seen you. I was in the village shop this morning, and I remembered the batteries on your portable radio had gone dead.
Yeah, they have.
So I bought you some replacements. I hope you don't mind.
Oh.
I guess they were triple A's. I can change them if they're not. And there's some biscuits here in the bag as well.
Oh.
They were donated.
Oh, no, Shula, look, I can't accept them.
But your radio's a lifesaver, you said.
Oh, yeah, it is, and I miss it, but I'm a bit strapped for cash just now.
Well, then, from one friend to another.
I can't.
OK, so pay me back when you can.
Yeah.
In the future, when you've got...
Yeah, when I've got a job, yeah. All right, then.
Good. I hate to think of you without your radio.
Thank you. But this is the one and only time, right? As soon as I can, I'm paying you back.
Of course.
I'm a craftsman.
Yes, I know.
Though I do wonder who's going to employ me in this state, even if there was something going.
This isn't the end of the road, Darryl. I'm sure things will pick up.
We'll see.
Circumstances change.
Oh, that's a mantra at Job Centre Plus. Let us know if your circumstances change. Your money goes nowhere after I've bought a bit of grub and given some to Alona for the girls. I do miss them, Shula.
Oh, Darryl.
It's got to the point...
Yes?
Where I just shove money through the door and walk away. It breaks my heart knowing they might be inside, but I don't want them to see their dad like this.
They must miss you terribly. I miss my son. He's in the States.
Daniel?
Yes.
Yeah. It's hard, isn't it? Although it's been a help having a bed here this week, though. Thank you.
Well, they tend to have more available in the summer. People prefer sleeping outside if the weather's OK.
I can understand why. I mean, I don't want to sound ungrateful. It's just sharing with strangers.
Oh, I'd hate it.
I mean, that guy with the beard there.
Yeah?
He moved into the end bed 2 nights ago. He raves and mutters all night long.
Oh, dear.
I never got a wink of sleep. I don't really feel safe.
Well, he's got mental health problems.
Yeah, a lot of them have. Oh, I look back on my time in Ambridge as a golden time, Shula. I mean, I had it all. Wife, kids, job, a home.
Oh. You've lost so much.
Yeah, and through my own stupidity.
No.
Yes, it was. It was all my fault. Neil tried to help me. Do you see him?
Yes, quite a lot.
Oh, he was a mate to me, all right.
Oh, that guy who shot him in the shoulder. He's pleaded guilty at his Crown Court hearing. Did you know?
No. No, I didn't. What's happened?
He was charged with GBH with intent and, yes, possession of a firearm with intent as well. That's it.
Right.
He got 8 years.
Well, it's not long enough.
Come on, let's have a drink while we wait.
Oh, lovely.
Sparkling elderflower.
Oh, you should have bought yourself some champagne.
Oh, no. I'll suffer along with you, as I've been suffering for the last 5 years.
Oh, it's been a penance for me too.
Well, you marry the congregation when you marry the vicar.
Don't I know it. We have made it work, haven't we? In spite of all the doubts.
Well, I never had any.
The parishioners' doubts. One in particular.
Well, love conquers all in the end. Cheers.
Cheers, darling.
Our marriage has given me the best 5 years of my life.
We have weathered a few storms, haven't we? So, come on, where's this grub then?
All right, give me time. The chard's wilting.
So am I.
Well, it all seems to be running smoothly.
Our fingers crossed, considering it's the first time.
Oh, it's a relief.
We're having to guide them to the parlour for now, but they'll soon learn their way.
Tempted by the lure of the rations.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I can't really believe it.
No, I feel like I've been holding my breath since Tuesday.
Well, that's behind us now. This is what all the months of hard work have been for.
Yep.
The argy-bargy and the planning and the massive build. Not to mention getting Adam on side. All so we can stand here and watch this lot strolling along nonchalantly to be milked. If only they realised.
Well, they seem recovered from the journey anyway.
You should be really proud of yourself.
It's all teamwork, isn't it?
Oh, come on, take the praise when you get it, Rob.
Well,
you've done a thoroughly professional job. I've told the board as much.
Oh, thanks. Now, you're the one who pushed it through, though.
Well, I did, didn't I? And where are all the naysayers now, eh?
Mm.
You got round that all right, then.
Well, I was starving. It's absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, I'm so glad you enjoyed it.
What did you put in it?
Well, your favourite spices and my secret ingredients.
Is it just me, or is it very hot in here?
No, it is. It is very hot in here.
Well, let's open the back door.
No, 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 no. We don't want the candle to blow out, do we? Huh? It's very fiddly to make, you know, veggie moussaka. All that chopping, different sauces.
I can see that. That's why you've used every pan in the kitchen.
Just admire the table, my darling.
Very beautiful.
Mm.
Thank you.
And there's one more surprise to come.
Ooh, what? Pudding?
Yes, but you have to close your eyes first.
Why?
No, go on, just...
Okay.
No peeping.
Mm-hmm.
No peeping? Good, right.
Oh, I love surprises.
I know. And here we are.
Mm-hmm.
Usha Franks.
Will you marry me?
Usha?
You sound so serious.
Shh.
Oh, sorry.
Come on, open them.
Roses?
Yeah, from the garden.
The garden?
I know. Oh, aren't they glorious? Beautiful roses for my beautiful wife. I was going to get some from the garden centre, but homegrown are special, aren't they?
My beautiful roses for the flower and produce show.
Eh?
The traditional rose category. These royal blush are, well, were my entry.
Oh, no. Usha.
Of all the flowers you could have picked. Why didn't you ask me first, Alan?
Well, because it was meant to be a surprise.
Oh, it's a surprise, all right. How could you?
I thought you were entering your rude Becky's.
Well, I am now.
Oh, omelette, lovely.
Just the job, I thought.
And it's used up what was left in the fridge.
Oh, that was the idea.
Sheila's very encouraged by the ticket sales for the concert.
Oh, good.
It should help swell the organ fund a bit.
Coin a phrase.
Mm? Oh, yes.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry we won't be there. Mm,
you're always going to miss something.
Mm, I know.
I've no regrets, really.
Mm?
Not with flying to Italy tonight.
Yes. Oh, I can't wait to visit those vineyards in Bardolino. And the Heller Garden sounds stunning. They advise you to try and visit early in the day.
Mm. Oh, it's delicious. Now, before we get too misty-eyed, I need to get back to the hotel when we finish this.
Oh, Caroline, no.
I'm meeting the plumber. There's a really bad smell coming up from the shower in room 6.
Well, can't Callum see to it?
He's already had a look. You know what the drainage is like in that room.
And then you'll come back, will you?
No, I've still loads to do.
So what time will you be home?
Well, it's best you pick me up from work. We'll go straight to the airport from there.
Oh, Caroline.
My two cases are sitting on the bed. You can't miss them.
You can't let go, can you? Well, I'll pick you up at 6:45 sharp, and you'd better be ready. I'm not missing our flight because of your obsession with work.
Look, I'll be ready.
I can see I'll be peeling your fingers off the hotel door.
Grey Gables is still my responsibility till tomorrow. I want to pass Ray the baton without a hitch.
I thought the lunch rush would be finished by now.
We're running over.
Oh, sorry.
I just had to deal with yet another complaint about the food being dry.
Is Chef having an off day?
No! My waiting team are so rushed they can't get the plates out when they're ready to go. So they're sitting under the infrared. Gethin's furious.
Well, it's not their fault they're short-staffed.
No, but they're getting all the sarky comments. Look, I really need to go, Pat. I'm sorry. I'll see you tonight.
OK. And never mind our swim. I'm booking you in for a massage as well.
Bye, Usha. Speak soon.
Adam's just gone.
Oh, I thought he might want a cuppa.
No, I did offer, but he knows we're spending a bit of time with Pip.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's been working on 6 Acre and he'll be back tomorrow to finish off.
Good. This looks nearly ready.
Oh, what is it?
Toad in the Hall.
Oh, yum.
His favourite.
Yeah. Rob's first heifers arrived yesterday.
Those poor animals.
I should think they were tired out after that trek from Central Europe.
And they'll never go outside again.
Oh, it's there now. We can't change it.
No.
Had a call from Kenton.
Yeah?
Encouraging us to come to the party.
Of course we will.
Tied themselves in knots trying to decide who to invite. Too many friends.
Nice position to be in.
Yeah. Well, Kenton gave Jolene the final say.
Quite right.
Were you talking to Usha?
Yeah. Alan was in the doghouse last night.
No, oh, why?
He picked the roses Usha was entering for the flower and produce.
That was pretty stupid.
By mistake. It was her wedding anniversary yesterday.
Cheapskate.
But he gave her a Welsh love spoon as well. So she forgave him. Almost.
Oh, so that's what it takes, is it? A wooden spoon?
An intricately carved wooden spoon.
All right.
5 years of marriage is wood.
So, Usha's roses out of the running, then.
So?
One less rival for yours.
Well, not competitive.
No, of course not.
Right. I think that's everything for the table.
Okay.
I've bought sticky toffee pudding as a treat.
Ooh. Two healthy courses, then.
Spencer likes it.
I thought that was his car in the yard.
Yeah. The two of them are upstairs. It's going to be really hard for them saying goodbye.
Yeah. Not easy for us, either.
I wonder if they'll survive the separation.
Who knows?
He says he'll go up and visit her once a month, but...
We'll see. It's going to feel so strange without her.
Yeah. I'll go and call everyone, shall I?
I'm trying to remain professional, you know. It's all I've got left. But his solutions to problems are completely unworkable.
Hey, come on. Don't let him unravel you.
Oh, he already has. On the inside, anyway. I just feel demoralised.
Look, this evening's meant to be about you relaxing, Gaffy. Don't let Martin Gibson spoil it.
I know. But I've got the weekend coming up, and I'm dreading more complaints. The stress levels in the dining room were stratospheric today.
Yeah, I could hear. Oh, it's ages since I had a good swim. I'll feel it tomorrow.
Mm. Coming here has helped me keep sane the last couple of weeks.
Good. And you've got your massage to look forward to as well.
Yes.
Hello there. Good swim.
Yes, thank you, Caroline.
Very. Hey, I thought you were off to Italy today.
Oh, Oliver's picking me up in 15 minutes.
Lucky you, getting away from it all.
Yes. I know you were booked in for a massage this evening, Cathy.
She certainly is.
Courtesy of that.
Well, I'm really sorry, but we've hit a problem. Bit of a mix-up.
Oh, no.
I do apologise.
Oh, I could have done with that.
I am sorry. It's, well, Annie isn't here today, after all. Would you like to rearrange it?
Cathy?
Oh, I haven't got my diary.
Oh.
It is fine, Caroline, really.
Well, just phone when you've decided. Look, can I fetch you a real drink?
Pat?
Oh, why not?
Can you just lift the corner of the duvet up?
Okay.
This box will fit in.
Yeah, Pip's crammed so much in.
I mean, they'll have duvets at the cottage, won't they?
She wants her own.
Oh, daft.
I'm glad she and Josh were so nice to each other over tea.
Yeah, well, that's because he knows he'll be top dog round here from now on. No big sister bossing him around. Right, there. Well, I hope it'll shut, all right?
Hey, wait a minute.
What?
I didn't put these in the box.
Oh.
3 bags of marshmallows.
Yeah, no, well, I put them in.
Oh, cheek, after all your mickey-taking.
Well, Pip's got a family tradition to keep up, hasn't she? How many marshmallows can you fit in your mouth at any one time?
That's one way of breaking the ice with a new housemates, I suppose.
Kenton taught me when we were kids.
Oh, now there's a surprise. She really needs to get on her way.
Yeah.
She's inside saying goodbye to the boys.
After her passionate goodbye to Spencer.
He looked pretty miserable when he left.
Yeah.
I'll go and call her.
Cheers! Cheers.
Oh, well, I'm sorry about the massage. Forget it. This is a pretty good consolation prize.
Well, you've earned it. Oh, I wish our shower at home was as good as the ones here. They're fabulous.
I'm going to wash that man right out of my hair.
That's my girl.
Oh, I just wish I could send him on his way as well.
Gee, his hair is a bit odd, actually. Has he had a hair transplant?
I wondered that. He's vain enough.
Might even be a toupee.
He puts on the bedside table at night.
Beside his calculator. Can you imagine cuddling up to him?
Please, no, Pat, that's horrible.
Don't envy his wife.
Listen to us. I'm sure he's perfectly lovely all the rest of the time.
Maybe. Do you know, you want to come back at him with a few ideas of your own, Cathy.
Yeah, right.
He'd listen to you if they generate income for the club. He might even reverse your cuts.
Ben gave me this, Mum, as a farewell present.
Oh, that was sweet of him.
Let's see.
Look, a key ring.
It's a bit dacre.
So I can bind it in the dark. Oh, I hope I've got everything.
I should say so.
Well, the cottage is only equipped with the basics.
Well, I'd be happier knowing you could see out the back window.
I can, Dad. Don't worry.
Well, I hope you settle in all right. What time's the other girl arriving?
Carla, tomorrow morning sometime.
And where's she coming from?
Lincolnshire.
Wow. Yorkshire will feel a bit different.
Yeah, that's why she wants to go, to experience something other than arable.
Now, you will make sensible stops, won't you, Pip?
Yes,
it's
Dad.
It's a very long drive.
Not that long.
It is for Pip on her own.
I'll be okay, Dad, really. Well, this is it, I suppose.
Yeah.
Oh,
bye, Pet.
Bye, Mum.
I love you so much.
I love you too.
And I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful time.
Thanks.
You have set the sat nav, haven't you?
Dad!
Bye, Mum.
Bye.
Bye, bye. Now, go on. Go on, get in the car.
Okay. Bye, you two. Look after each other.
We will. Drive safely.
I will, Mum.
She won't get there in the light.
No.
And don't let Josh raid my stuff.
What stuff? It's all in the car.
Bye, Mum. Bye, Dad.
Bye.
Sorry for all the times I was a pain.
So are we.
You're not meant to agree, Dad.
You take care. Bye, Pip.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Hope she'll be okay.
Of course she will. She'll have the time of her life.
I thought you were never going to get in the car.
Oh, well, I'm here now.
Faffing about, deadheading that hanging basket.
I'm confident as I am about Ray, I can't see him attending to a detail like that. Mm. First impressions are everything in hospitality.
Well, get your seatbelt on then so we can get going.
Oh, yeah. It's only just 1:45.
It hasn't done my blood pressure any good waiting for you.
I hope I haven't forgotten anything on my list for Ray.
I'd be astonished. You've micromanaged this handover as meticulously as the opening ceremony of the Olympics.
Well, I hope you've done the same at home. You did unplug the computer?
Yes.
You never know. There might be a power surge while we're away. Oh, and you locked the upstairs windows as well as downstairs?
No, I've left them all wide open, darling.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Ed's keeping an eye on the place, isn't he?
Yes. Yes, he is.
Well, then. Now, what say we leave our cares behind us, eh?
Oh, don't worry. I already have. Andiamo.
Si, si, signora. Andiamo.